This is the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
The podcast
on TSN1290.ca.
Bob Murray, welcome to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
Things are good. No complaints.
That's good. Glad to hear that. Bob, at any point in your negotiations with the Winnipeg Jets on behalf of your client, Zach Bogosian, did you think this was going to end in an arbitration hearing?
Not really. My dealings with Shetty all summer had been, I think, pretty good. I think we both understood that it was a bit of a process to get through it. I think we both needed to a degree, to figure out what the market really was, and that became a little bit clearer as we got closer. And I think both sides felt that it made sense to do a longer-term deal, which obviously we would not be able to do if it went to arbitration. So, arbitration was there, and I think both sides, certainly we were prepared for it, but we're optimistic that we were going to be able to get a deal done.
Bob, did the contracts, you know, Travis Hamonic, Carl Elsner, Ryan McDonough, did any of those contracts concern you while you were negotiating?
No, as contracts come in, they all affect the market in different ways, and you know the comparables and comparisons from player to player are what they are. I think the Ryan McDonough one maybe clarified the market a little bit more than some of the others. So, no, they didn't concern us, and in some ways, helpful as more get done. It helps you to establish what the value is.
Bob, you talked about negotiating with Kevin Cheveldayoff. Was Cheveldayoff the primary point man for your negotiations, or was that with Larry Simmons, or both of them?
In most of the calls that we had, it was Chevy with Larry Simmons and Craig Heisinger, Zinger, I guess, as everybody calls him.
Yeah.
They were all on the phone together, but the majority of the discussions were with Chevy.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. We're joined by Bob Murray. He's the agent for Zach Bogosian with Pro Athletes Management Incorporated. Bob, we heard from reporters and from Zach himself in the conference call announcing, you know, the contract, that he likes Winnipeg and he wanted to stay in Winnipeg long term. What is it about Winnipeg that he's so fond of?
I guess a whole lot of things, but Zach has liked it from when he first got there a couple of years ago. He really has felt comfortable there. He's a bit of an outdoors person. He likes to hunt, likes to fish, likes to be outside camping and all that. So I think he likes the, you know, kind of the climate there. For whatever reason, he feels that he's been embraced by the fans and feels very comfortable with the people in the community. Feels very much at home being around the community. And I think the hockey atmosphere there has been tremendous. You know, coming from Atlanta, where he played his first 3 years, it was, you know, not a hockey market, I guess. And the enthusiasm of the Winnipeg fans has been overwhelming, and I think that's been great for Zach. So he comes from the beginning. He likes it, Winnipeg. He wanted to stay there and wants to stay there. So it's been a great fit.
Bob, what, you know, when you look at the contract as a whole, he signs for 7 years, gets 5.14 a year, and also there was the inclusion of a no movement clause. How important was the inclusion of the no movement clause to getting the deal done?
It was very important to Zach and I, and I mentioned that to Chevy from early on in the discussions that we wanted that in there. And really the reason behind it is what we just talked about, is that Zach wants to stay in Winnipeg. He would love to play his whole career there. Again, he likes it. The organization has treated Zach and I think the other players very, very well. He feels it's a first-class organization. Very comfortable with the coaches. I think Zach mentioned how close he's gotten to Chelly Huddy, who works with the defense. And the whole situation is just what Zach likes and is thriving on.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. We're joined by Bob Murray. He's the agent for Zach Bogosian. He's also with Pro Athletes Management Incorporated. Bob, Zach Bogosian, I guess, was fortunate in some extent to having the final arbitration date on the calendar, which was supposed to be yesterday. Obviously, it never came to that. So he got to see the Brian Little and Blake Wheeler negotiations play out beforehand. Did Little and Wheeler signing long-term contracts have any bearing on Zach Bogosian agreeing to a long-term contract?
I think Zach was very happy that Little and Wheeler both signed long-term. He felt that they were very important parts of the piece of having a good team. So I think that was encouraging to Zach. But from very early on in the discussions with Winnipeg, both the Jets and we had talked about a long-term contract for Zach. So that was, I guess, always on the table and what sides were trying to achieve. And I think it made it a little bit easier for Zach to agree to that once he saw Little and Wheeler also sign long-term.
Bob, you know, we talked about the no-movement clause being important, but in terms of the term that was signed and then the cap hit, was there one thing that ended up getting that deal done? Like, did they go the extra year? Did they go up to 5.14? Did you come down? And how did that negotiation get finalized?
It was, again, and Chevy kind of uses the word process all the time, and it was a process right from early on in the summer, discussions about where we would go with it, different lengths of term, and as we got a little bit closer with the arbitration looming, I think it just forced both sides to figure what the right deal was, and I think at the end of the day that Chevy and I were able to sit down and figure that this is what made sense for both sides.
If you had to say, you know, what was more the contentious issue, would it have been term or would it have been dollars per year?
I don't know that those were separated. It was all part of the discussions, all part of the process that we went through and trying to arrive at what made sense.
Bob, we'll let you go on this final question. In the course of the negotiations, how much discussion was there between yourself and Kevin Cheveldayoff about the team going forward, the long-term future of the team, and sort of the salary expenditures in the near and long-term future?
I didn't hear the beginning of that. How much discussion was there about that? Is that what the question was?
Yeah, how important was that for the negotiations?
I think Zach understood where the Jets were heading with the guys that they've brought in. They've added some players over the summer through trades and free agency. I think have made a sincere commitment to the core of the team, and Zach, that was important to Zach. Zach wants to win. He wants to win in Winnipeg, and I think he sees the organization heading in that direction and getting closer and closer to that. I think he feels from the ownership that there's a commitment to win in Winnipeg, and Zach is really excited about that.
Bob Murray, agent for Winnipeg Jets defenseman Zach Bogosian, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
Happy to, guys, and good luck up there.
Thanks very much, Bob.
You've been listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.
The podcast.
Catch the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live Saturdays on TSN 1290 and TSN 1290.ca.